Chetan, we must start by saying congratulations to Mumbai for winning the title, mustn't we?
Absolutely, John. It's not been a surprise, really, since they were the form team. And it can be said that, in a way, that they were the team to beat on this day. And then they've shown why, you know, beating Chennai Super Kings twice in the matter of 1 week and thrice overall in the tournament, if you look at it. So they are deserved champions. They have been on a bit of a form run lately, and they've made good use of it. First to qualify for the knockouts, and then to win the whole thing altogether.
How much credit do we have to give them for winning the title, despite making such an appalling start? You know, losing those first four games.
Well, I think a lot of work has gone down into this side. You know, Rohit Sharma. This is the second time that he's led the Mumbai Indians to victory in an IPL tournament, and it's on par with MS Dhoni now. He's won the tournament twice, as also with Gautam Gambhir, who's won the tournament twice. So it just goes to show that Rohit Sharma is a serious contender as a future India vice captain, if not captain. And then, you know, they have a very good coaching staff, Ricky Ponting, Sachin Tendulkar as mentor, Anil Kumble, Jonty Rhodes, Shane Bond, quite a few names there on their benches, and you know, those inputs are always valuable. And you know, after the first four matches, we've talked about this time and again, the basic dominator was the fact that they had a bit of freak injuries, and because of those injuries, they brought some consistency in. They used the same players, got runs in, got wickets in. They became the form team after that, and like I said earlier, they've just used it. So all credit to them.
And the final itself, for me, was almost a perfect match for Mumbai. Fast start from Lendl Simmons, Rohit Sharma, then over to Ambati Raidu and Kiran Pollard to get them up to a score of more than 200. And in the end, they defended that with ease. And you'd almost expect in a final most teams to defend 200, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, especially in this sort of a scenario where one of the teams, you know, is completely out of form. I mean, as soon as they crossed, I wouldn't even say 200. I mean, as soon as they crossed 160, 170, it became a 50-50 match, maybe even 60-40 in favor of Mumbai Indians, because of the simple reason that Chennai Super Kings batting hasn't really worked for them this season. I mean, you just look at where the runs have come from, and the top order has really not scored for them. Somebody like Suresh Raina, he's had a very, very indifferent IPL, and he is the central batsman for them. MS Dhoni has been off colour. Dwayne Smith, yes, he got in that that half century in today, but wasn't really enough. He's not that form player that we saw him from last year. It's, you know, their batting resources are completely depleted. So it was, and you know, in that sense, you know, it was a bit of a surprise, really, that that they chose to bowl instead of bat first. You know, you get runs and you can defend them, because that's been their strength. You know, the bowling has been their strength. So it was really surprising that Chennai opted to bowl first. And yeah, like you said, once they conceded 200 runs, and consider the fact that their batting has only stuttered throughout this IPL season, and you know why, Mumbai Indians were easy winners on the day.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question, Chetan, about whether you were surprised by Chennai's decision to field first to try. Maybe they thought, well, we chased down a target against Bangalore, and they felt that they could somehow, if they could restrict Mumbai to 140, 150, they might have a chance. But it all went horribly wrong on the day, I suppose.
Well, you can't really compare two match situations, no. Especially because they were on a different pitch. Ranchi was a totally different pitch to what the Eden Gardens is, how it turned out to be. I mean, so can't really be a comparison, but the simple fact of the matter is that against RCB, they had a good start. You know, it depended on the start, what sort of a start they would get. And if they got a good start against the likes of Chris Gayle, A.B. de Villiers, and you know, Chris Gayle, A.B. de Villiers, and Virat Kohli, and they couldn't repeat that start today. So, I mean, it's a game. It's again becomes a game of chance. And if it becomes a game of chance, then why do you want to take that chance? So, really, it was a bit of a surprise from Chennai. If they would have batted first, you know, gone into 150 odd, then to go on and defer and put pressure on Mumbai Indians, who have been the form team. RCB, yes, they played well, but they haven't been, you know, the form team. This is a team that's won consecutive matches since scripting that bit of a turnaround. So again, it was a huge opportunity missed from Chennai Super Kings, and you know, sometimes it happens, and they are still waiting to win their third title now.
This is Cricket World Radio on Desi 1170 AM. Chetan, I wanted to just go back over playoff week, really just review each of those matches for our listeners. Chennai, of course, met Mumbai first time round in the qualifier, and 25-run win. That was pretty impressive as well for Mumbai, wasn't it? And we didn't know it at the time, but it gave us maybe a taster of what was to come.
Absolutely. I mean, Mumbai Indians have beaten Chennai Super Kings twice in this one week, and if, you know, anything gets you a guaranteed IPL win, that's got to be it. There's nothing new that I can say to what has already been said. Mumbai Indians were the form team, not just going into this game. They were the form team in that game, but perhaps the big factor that at that time, which was a bit different from this time around, was the fact that they were playing at home, they were playing at Wankhede. I think that played a huge, huge factor. And, you know, if you go back over the period of time, over the course of this tournament, playing at the Wankhede has done wonders for them. And perhaps that was the reason why they were able to upstage Chennai Super Kings in that game as well. Beating Chennai twice in one week will obviously do wonders to your confidence, and that's perhaps proved to be the case. We had discussed that before as well last week around that out of all, you know, all the all the matches you can say in this week, perhaps that one was a bit more skewered because that was the one game for a home team, and Mumbai took complete advantage of that situation and beat CSK back then as well.
And then, of course, we had the eliminator, Bangalore, Rajasthan. We both had Bangalore down to beat Rajasthan Royals, and they won it quite easily. In the end, I suppose, Rajasthan's late resurgence proving to be something of a false dawn.
Yeah, I think we had discussed that the last time around. They had a gap of a few days, and they had time to think what they wanted to do, what they wanted to get done. And they managed to do that, but then again, you know, you have a team like the Royal Challengers Bangalore, who are completely unstoppable on their days, and you know, it's sometimes you know, all your best laid plans don't work in the end. So you can say that it was a case for. It was a similar sort of a case for Rajasthan Royals as well, RCB getting 180 runs, and after that to chase that down against quite a decent bowling attack, perhaps the second informed team of the IPL, it was never going to be easy, and obviously the end result was pretty obvious after they got 180 runs.
And then, of course, Bangalore Chennai in the second qualifier. I personally, ahead of the game, thought this one would be a bit of a high scorer, but as it was, not quite so many runs. Chennai holding their nerve in a close one at the end.
Yeah, it was a bit of an indifferent pitch, to be honest, at Ranji. I mean, that's not the sort of pitch that you want to look at for a knockout game. RCB didn't really get those runs. You know, we spoke about it. I mentioned earlier that, you know, they got a very good start against the likes of Chris Gayle, Abhi De Villiers and Virat Kohli. And once they got that start, Chennai Super Kings made sure that the scoring rate never got away from them. And, you know, 139, that's what the RCB scored, 142 in. They got there with one ball to spare. And again, that pretty much outlined the sort of batting Chennai Super Kings have had in this season, all through the season, in fact, and it perhaps showed why they could not, why they could not go the distance against Mumbai Indians in the final. And 140 was a par score for that pitch, and they got through that without much trouble. But beyond that, if, you know, on another day, if somebody like Chris Gayle or A.B. Davis would have lasted for a lot longer than they did, perhaps it would have been a different story altogether.
Would you say this Bangalore side, Chetan, is maybe the best team to have not won an IPL?
Perhaps. I mean, particularly this season, because I thought compared to last season they had no bowler at all. You know, they were totally dependent on three players. This year they have a lot more balance. They've brought in somebody like Dinesh Karthik and, you know, David Rees, and they're backed by youngsters in the middle order. They have Mitchell Starc in their bowling. They have somebody like a Yuzvendra Chahal who's you know, progressed as a spinner. So a lot more balanced side, a very, very good side. And, you know, maybe they just need to plug a couple of gaps next season, you know, maybe bring in one more bowler, one more impact bowler. You know, somebody like Sunrisers Hyderabad might be willing to sell one of their Indian bowlers. They have a plethora of bowling talent. So, you know, just get that one bowling talent in, one Indian bowling talent in, bring a little more balance to their bowling attack as well. But overall, their side is completely balanced. It's a side that that has done well this year, and I think they should take heart from their performances. Perhaps they can move a step closer to the trophy next time around.
So in the end, it wasn't quite to be for Chennai, and an interesting stat this one, Chetan, means that still, since the playoff system was introduced, each year the team finishing the group stage in second place has gone on to win the tournament overall. I don't know if you're sort of aware of that one or read too much into that, but it's a nice little statistical quirk, isn't it?
In a way, yes, because, you know, the team that finishes second, and, you know, if they either end up losing or end up winning, I mean, they have that sort of momentum. For example, this time around, the team winning second, they progressed to the finals, they were the form team. If they had lost, they would have played one more match. You know, one match in this format makes a bit of a difference. You get some form in, you for your, both your batsmen and your bowlers, it works sometimes in your favour. But, you know, it's a freak, I would say it's a freak statistic, and I'm just trying to make sense of it. But, you know, you can't really, and in a way, you know, without reading too much into it, let's just say that Mumbai Indians were totally deserved winners of the season, despite the poor start they made and the way they turned it around. I don't think there was a better team on display.
Yeah, I'd certainly go along with that, Chetan. We've rounded things up nicely, I think, from playoff week and the final today. Let's really reflect on the tournament as a whole. Would you say that this was one of the most competitive IPL seasons yet? Case four perhaps being right up until the final few games. We had six teams still in contention, for example.
Absolutely. I think that's the single most biggest factor that... you know, there were six teams until the last weekend. There were four teams until the last Sunday. There were two teams standing until the last game. You just needed to know that, you know, what sort of order they would go in and all that stuff. You know, so it was an interesting interesting end to the group stage. Maybe it lost a bit of steam towards the middle stage, but. It allowed all the teams to, you know, garner wins and come in, and, you know, it became a really competitive innings there onwards. So, like I said, you know, one of the most interesting league stages we've seen in the IPL for quite some time.